With the presidential election set for Friday, 24th of October, of course, it is very important that there's a limited time to register to vote. You need to double check your details and make sure that you are entitled to exercise your vote. And notwithstanding the comment we had, we hope everyone would be involved and exercise their right. With us on the line to talk about this in more detail is the head of the Electoral Commission, and that is Art O'Leary, Chief Executive of Uncommissioned Talk on the Electoral Commission of Ireland. Art, good morning to you and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Gerry. Nice to talk to you again.
Yes, you too. Now, the issue here, I suppose, is for people to make sure they have a vote next month, isn't that right?
Indeed, we're encouraging everybody to go to checktheregister.ie just to confirm that your details are correct, you know, and for the 60,000 people who turned 18 since the general election, we're encouraging them to register to vote for the first time. This is their first opportunity to go and vote for the president, so they should go to checktheregister.ie. It takes less than 3 minutes to register to vote. Now the website is fantastic. So in the time that it takes to boil the kettle for a cup of coffee this morning, people can register to vote.
So that's what you need to do. What's the deadline?
The deadline is the 7th of October. So there is plenty of time, but we're encouraging people to do it sooner rather than later, because Irish people are great at leaving things to the last minute. You know, we check our passports today before we go on holidays. So go to checktheregister.ie today just to confirm the details are correct, because many thousands of people have moved home since the general election last November. And as they're unpacking boxes and getting settled, the Electoral Register is probably the last thing on their mind. So checktheregister.ie. And there's also, Gerry, if I have a minute just to talk about postal voting. You know, our own research seems to suggest that half of the people who didn't vote in the general election said they couldn't vote because they were away from home on the day, they had work commitments or caring responsibilities. So a number of people are entitled to a postal vote. So if you know now that you're going to be away working on the 24th of October, you are entitled to a postal vote. All the details are on Check the Register. Download the form and have your employer stamp it. And it's the same with students who are studying away from home or for people who have a disability that they can't get to a polling station. So we're encouraging as many people as possible to exercise their franchise and don't just take it that, well, I'm not going to be around on the day. You may be entitled to a postal vote.
Okay, so that's important to get that one out there and to make sure you're part of it. If you aren't on the register, will you be on a supplementary register for this election?
Yeah, we have a rolling register right now, you know, so there is only one single register in every local authority. So it used to be in the olden days where there were certain points of the year where you had to register, and then if you missed that first deadline, you're on a supplementary register. But anyone who registers before the 7th of October should be on the main register, and job will be OXO.
Okay, all right. Separate to that, Art, the overall situation, ye outlined the first oversight report of electoral registers last month. That included an assessment of each local authority. Kerry's register, not to put too fine a point on it, is in rag order. A high level of inaccuracy. The council seems to have considerable work to do to improve the accuracy. It ranks near the bottom of all local authorities for the three accuracy indicators that are dates of birth, air codes, PPS numbers. It's the second, I think, or third lowest for dates of birth, air codes, and combined dates of birth and air codes. And it's very, like, it needs a huge amount of work. What can you say about what needs to be done in this county?
Yeah, I mean, we have spoken about this before, Gerry, you know, and we all admit that the electoral register in Kerry and in all of the other local authorities isn't as accurate or as complete as it could or should be, you know. So there is a great project underway at the moment where all of the electoral registers from each of the individual 31 local authorities will be combined together in a single database. And because now we are increasingly getting PPS numbers and air codes and dates of birth, we'll be able to spot duplicates, because there are many people on the register a number of times, because they're there with different addresses. There are dead people on the register also, and there are people who are emigrated as well. So I can tell you now that the there's huge amount of work being done in the local authorities, because we speak about the electoral register as if it's a single thing, but we actually have 31 separate registers, and they don't talk to each other right now. But from next year, when they migrate to a single database, we should be able to spot all of those duplicates. And we're encouraging people as well. Lots of people are coming close to polling day. If you get a polling card from someone who's no longer living at that address, or has emigrated, or has died, please tell the your local authority. Write or ring the franchise section in the local authority just to tell them, and we should have them removed. But I'm hopeful that we'll see a significant improvement this time next year.
Okay, I'm about 100 miles away from my home on the day of the election. Can I apply for a postal vote? Yes is the answer to that, if you're there for work or if you're a student, but not if you're on holidays.
Yeah, exactly. If you're working or studying, then the legislation says you're entitled to a postal vote. Unfortunately, for people who are going to be out of the country on holidays or even elsewhere in Ireland on holidays as well, the legislation doesn't allow for postal votes in those circumstances. We will be doing some research on advance voting and postal voting in the next year. So we recognise that this is a problem. You know, for the local elections last year, you'll remember, Jerry, they happened in June. And of the 5.5 million people living in Ireland, 1.5 million people got on a plane and left the country in June of last year. How many of those would have voted in the local and the European Parliament elections had they been here? So we have to acknowledge that some people might like to vote, but it's just the system doesn't often allow them to vote, because we ask people to turn up in a particular place on a particular day in between particular hours. And then if you can't do that, then you're off the team.
Okay, and that is part of what needs to maybe looked at. Art, just finally, on a separate issue, in this county in particular, over the last couple of years, let's just say faith has been dented in the confidence people have in the sanctity of elections because of a number of different cases. Most recently, a man avoided a conviction for what was described by the judge as serious election fraud in June 2024. Now, there are long-standing questions that are from that case in relation to the legislation surrounding what Gardaí may do when they find someone who has admitted to this, the questions that they may ask, their issues with how it was handled, their issues even, I suppose, with the political parties and their response to the concerns people express here locally at what for a lot of people was the unsatisfactory outcome in such a blatant case where a man admitted to getting involved in election fraud. I mean, that on top of a 6-year running case where there was allegations of improper stamping of forms for people to get them on election registers going back to 2019, have shaken people's faith in what happens. And it's a very hard thing to catch when election fraud is caught. What's your response to the concerns people in Kerry have about how those two cases have played out here in the last number of years?
Well, I mean, I agree that any concern about lack of integrity in the electoral process, it does shake people's confidence in the way elections are run and trust in the results. You know, on the positive side, if I can talk about that first, perhaps, you know, all of our research seems to suggest that over 90% of people do have confidence in the electoral process and they trust results. But we can't be complacent about this. Any allegations of electoral fraud should be investigated thoroughly. The system is there to provide for that. And I think in the case which I read, like you did, in the media, I understand that, that there was a court case and the matter was brought to a conclusion. So in effect,
a deeply unsatisfactory conclusion in terms of maybe signalling a deterrence, signalling how seriously we take election fraud in this country, people throwing their hands up and saying, sure, why bother report it if this is how it's going to be dealt with? Kerry.
Is it? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Over the last couple of months.
Okay. Well, listen, I mean, it is very important that people have confidence in the process. Any allegations of electoral fraud should be reported to the Gardaí. You know, if anyone has any evidence, they should do that. And it does appear in this case that there was an allegation which was reported and was brought to a court case, and there was a conclusion. If people are unhappy about that, that's unfortunate. But as far as I understand it, the Gardaí consider the matter to be closed now. But if there are any fresh allegations or if there's anything else that people are unhappy with, the process is there to bring these to a resolution. You know, and the workers in polling stations, you know, are trained to look at these issues and to be aware of potential for fraud. There is possibilities that you'll be asked to produce ID, and in many cases, particularly in rural areas, we are familiar with polling workers who've been doing this for many, many years, and they know everybody who lives in the area as well. So there is, aside from this particular case, or these two particular cases, there haven't been any other allegations of electoral fraud that I'm aware of, and nobody has produced any evidence to suggest that. You know, the electoral register, you know, as it improves, will give us greater confidence and greater certainty in relation to this. But in the meantime, we have to manage the situation as they are, and anybody who has any concerns at all should report them to the Gardaí.
Okay, final brief question, Art. A caller got in touch. They're registered, but got no vote the last time. Now, there's a lack of detail on that, in fairness. I don't understand how they got no vote, but anyone who's concerned, just check the register straight away.
Check the register. And perhaps they didn't get a polling card. And some people think that they need a polling card to vote. You don't need a polling card to vote. You just turn up in your polling station. But go on to checktheregister.ie just to make sure that you're on the register and everything is okay.
Okay. All right, Art, thanks very much for that. That's the 7th of October is the deadline for that. That's Art O'Leary, Chief Executive of Commission Toghcán, the Electoral Commission of Ireland, doing their work, and a lot of work that needs to be done to get the register in shape. Although, as I said, a lot of people on it, a lot of people get their votes. The system is working very, very well, but certainly the accuracy of the register does need to be improved in those particular areas. If you have a view on that, get in touch. Lots more on the way. One comment I want to get to here, and this is just to remind you, 24th of October is the day that you will be asked to vote. 7th of October is the day to make sure you're on the register by. So check the register.ie, the website to go to now in relation to that one, and check out that postal voting situation as well if you're away from home. Listener gets in touch on housing, and we were talking about housing on the context of Robert Troy and his comments. How are non-working people from other European countries being allocated houses in Ireland when they're not contributing? Well, listener, there is no automatic right to housing in Ireland. As an EU worker, you can apply to join the social housing list in Ireland on the same basis as Irish people. Under Irish law, EU citizens, you have to be an EU citizen, can apply for social housing if, number one, they're currently employed in Ireland, or number two, unable to work due to illness or accident, or registered as a job seeker after having worked here for over 1 year. And you have derivative rights to reside as a family member as long as one member of your household classifies or qualifies in the areas I've outlined there. Under EU rules on freedom of movement, you have the right to equal treatment regarding social assistance in general after being lawfully resident in a member state for 3 months. And by the way, Irish people are entitled in other countries, the same as EU citizens here are entitled along those lines too.